Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. So, you know, you got your news, you got your news you can use if you read the latest polls about what kids are doing. It's the news that they eschew. The Forward out of New York, that's news for the Jews. The Tint and Tone Quarterly has some news of chartreuse. But this is an entirely different type of news. It's news you can't really use, but you just might like. It's the Ramble.
Yeah, you go first.
You know how minor league baseball teams always have wacky fan promotions?
Like a big foam finger or bald man at the ballpark day? Or
yeah, some of them have, you know, some of them have wacky bobbleheads, and they try to go all out. You know, sometimes one of them has a Christian theme night, pray at the park. Well, here's a team that sponsored an all-expense-paid funeral.
What?
Elaine Fulps is the winner of the latest promotion at the Grand Prairie Air Hog minor league baseball team. She is the proud recipient of a $10,000 funeral from Oak Grove Memorial Gardens and the Chapel of Roses Funeral Home.
Wow.
Fulps, who is 60 years old, has undergone about 20 surgeries for various medical problems. She says, "God still has me around for a reason." To win a funeral. Fulps came out on top after several rounds of competition, including a pallbearer's race, a mummy wrap, and a eulogy delivery. She hopes to end up in a pet-free cemetery. And in response to a question you might have, the sales manager of the funeral home says the prize won't expire until she does. And as far as the second question I know you have, what the heck's an air hog? We looked at the team's mascot. It looks like a flying pig.
Aha, yeah. That makes sense.
You want to know where Grand Prairie is?
Sure.
It's right next to Dallas. You want to know how many people live there?
Sure.
Yes.
500.
107,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of those big towns you may never heard of if you're not from Texas.
Okay, so another big town, this one in Italy. It's on water, you know, Venice.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
starting today, actually a couple of days ago, tourists visiting Venice have been asked to give up their bottled water and drink from the city's water fountains. Upon arrival, visitors will be handed a kit with an empty plastic bottle and a map to the city's 122 drinking fountains. And there's a slogan on the bottle that says, "Don't throw me away, reuse me." Venice has had problems getting rid of its waste, and tourists throwing away plastic bottles there has not helped one iota. Italians consume the most bottled water per person in the world, clocked at an average of 54 gallons per person in 2006. That's according to the D.C.-based Earth Policy Institute. So, I mean, clearly the water is not good. That's why everyone's drinking bottled water. So why are you going to force me to drink out of the water fountains in Venice? That just grosses me out. Sorry, but all that gross water that's floating around.
Does the bad water all day to Madonna's video shoot of Like a Virgin, or does it go back before then?
I think it's before then.
Yeah. The Damascus Gate restaurant in Syria has taken the title of world's largest restaurant. And not only have they taken the title, they actually are the world's largest restaurant. It's easy to take the title, but to earn it, you have to have 6,014 seats.
Wow.
580,000 square feet open air dining. There are some waterfalls, fountains, and replicas of ruins. One thing it doesn't have, we're talking about Syria here, it doesn't have alcohol. Like restaurants within a restaurant, there are separate themed Chinese and Indian cuisine restaurants.
It's
within
like a
the
food
Damascus
court
gates.
In a mall.
Sort of. Imagine the wait from the time you order to the time the guy goes back to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Could be a while.
Yeah.
The
really.
Kitchen is, as you would imagine, run like a factory. A chef can prepare 25 to 30 helpings of hummus in a minute, one bowl every 2 seconds. It's not bad. You got to just have a big enough ladle. In taking the title, the Damascus Gate didn't just have to be big. All the tables had to be properly cared for. It has a staff of 1,800 in the busy summer months. Diners wishing for a slightly more intimate experience, like, say, going to Grand Prairie, Texas, might want to head to the previous record holder, the 5,000-seat Royal Dragon in Thailand.
Okay, an update now on the R. Kelly trial. The judge in that trial has said Chicago Sun-Times music critic Jim... Am I going to say this right? DeRogatis does not have to testify. According to testimony in the case, DeRogatis received the now famous sex tape anonymously in 2002. That tape allegedly shows R. Kelly having sexual relations with an underage girl. Kelly's lawyers had wanted to question the music critic about how he procured said tape.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes lawyer Damon Dunn argued Tuesday that DeRogatis was never properly served with a subpoena and that he's protected by Illinois's quote, shield law for reporters. Yesterday, DeRogatis took the stand and declined to answer questions citing the First and Fifth Amendments. And just to clarify, DeRogatis is also an investigative reporter.
Yes, he's a critic and he does his own reporting and he does a bang-up job.
Hey folks, that's your ramble. These stories and more on our website at npr.org/Bryant Park.